Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the bonus podcast where we go to a beer fest and get kind of drunk and talk to our friends. You want to be along for this ride. Normally, Dogs Are Smarter Than People features me, Carrie Jones. I write novels for a living, and Sean Farrar, who does a whole bunch of cool stuff, but he used to be a cop. Normally, we give writing tips and life tips, but this time we just talk about beer. So we're doing a bonus podcast today because we're going to, where are we going?
Atlanta Brewery Winter Beer Fest? Is that what it's called?
I don't know if it's Atlanta. We don't know the official name. Yes, we do, because it's on the ticket. It is the 4th annual Bar Harbor Winter Beer Fest. You can hear in the background, we're washing dishes ahead of this. And you can also hear Sean making his coffee to prep. It's like, how warm is it outside, bud?
I don't know, 14.
It's 14 degrees here in Maine with the wind chill. Feels like he's looking it up of negative hell.
No, it's 13.
Oh, it's 13.
But I don't get the wind chill thing on my...
And Sean doesn't have the good app. So we can't tell you right now what it feels like, but we're going to this outdoor.
As cold as it feels like.
We're going to an outdoor event. Because why?
Because we've never been.
And we live in Maine. And we live in Maine, and we're brave souls up here. There's supposed to be a huge snow ice storm tomorrow, but do we care in Maine? No.
Not today.
It's not today. So, yeah. But the real reason is we're going to do a bonus podcast about this because...
Because what?
I don't know. Why not? We're going to let people live vicariously through us.
Oh, are we going to do recording at the beer
fest? We're going to do recording at the beer fest. We're going to probably listen to me whine because it's cold.
Yeah, probably.
And I'm not used to drinking a ton of beer, so it might get a little weird. But before that, let me tell you that the Eventbrite ticket that we paid for, because we didn't steal them, it labels us beer drinkers. And like it says, 4th annual Bar Harbor Winter Beer Fest in big font, and then in kind of big font it says beer drinker. $33.
So could I pay for a beer drinker ticket?
No, they card you when you go in.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, man.
Do you get a wristband?
I think you get a wristband.
I haven't got a wristband in decades, I don't think.
It's like we're going to a rave. All right.
A club handstand.
Yeah. Living large in Maine. This is what you do in the winter here.
That's right.
In our town of 4,000. Bye. So we're heading to the Bar Harbor Beer Festival.
That's the 4th annual Bar Harbor Winter Beer Fest. Is that what it's called?
That's right.
Oh,
and we're walking.
Watch
because we live in Bar Harbor downtown, as Sean calls it.
Bar Harbor proper.
Bar Harbor proper.
Proper terminology. Or it's one of them, I guess.
And it's really cold out. And we're walking because that's the responsible thing to do if you drink.
Yeah, you don't want to go drink beer and then drive back home.
No.
It's just a couple blocks.
No, because that's wrong. So we're walking.
Be fun though. I've never been on that side of the jail. Well, I mean,
that would not be fun. That would not be fun. It would not be fun. Anyways.
You can come bail me out. Oh, wait, you wouldn't drive.
I would not drive to come bail you out. I don't think I'd bail you out. I'd be so mad at you. Anyways.
You would, too.
I don't know.
Liar.
I think that would be divorcey. All right, anyways.
Oh, my
so
God.
We're walking to the... No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, I take that really seriously. You know I'm obsessive about alcohol consumption and driving. If I have had even, like, a sip of something, I freak out.
She even smells
it. I freak out, and I'm like, I cannot drive. Anyways, my cousin died on Easter morning because of that. Because her husband somehow had drank a lot and got in a car accident. And
that's
my
horrible.
Sweet, amazing cousin Lisa died on Easter. So I'm
so
really...
So you should only get really mad if I get arrested for DUI on Easter.
Dude, there are some things that are not funny. There are just some things that are not funny. So anyways, we're being responsible. And Sean is actually truly a responsible human being. And heading over there. But it is so cold.
I'm actually quite warm. Are you cold?
Yes.
What?
I'm cold.
Already?
Already.
Dude.
Well, I don't have any beer in me.
Well, neither do I.
I know, but you're tougher than I am because you're from Florida and I'm from New Hampshire.
And yet I know how to dress better for the cold weather.
You're just better in always.
Got that right.
Oh. Okay, I just realized that I forgot to say a point that links this all back to writing.
You had a point?
I have a point, even for a bonus broadcast. Podcast.
A broadcast?
I haven't alcoholed yet. I'm still making no sense. The point is that as writers...
We interrupt this broadcast.
As writers, we want to have the biggest lives and experiences, as many interactions as we can when we feel brave enough, because that makes our writing better, right?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So say yes to experiences, like...
Going out in the butt-ass cold.
But...
For free beer. That's not free. We paid a lot of money for it.
We paid $33 each for this beer.
I'm never going to get my money back.
We are never going to drink $33.
Like 2 ounce glasses.
But that's okay, because there's going to be,
that's
cornhole. Yay. And this amazing event is brought to you by the White Harbor Chamber of Commerce and Atlantic Brewing and Midtown Burger. I think Midtown Burger. I don't know. They're not paying us. All right, bye. Go get a beer.
Good, how are you?
Hey. The way you go to Fog Town.
Sorry. So we're at the beer festival. We're in a line for Fog Town Brewing Company of Ellsworth, Maine.
What do you want?
I don't know.
You want to try the coconut?
I'm apparently going to try the coconut porter.
I'm going to get the party of three because it's high alcohol content.
Oh. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Beer three, please.
Yay! Oh, no, nothing.
That's yours, hon.
That's mine.
You want me to hold it for you?
Yeah, for a second. Are you good?
That's how it looks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, thanks. Be happy in here. Are you warm enough?
Yeah, we're
happy. Oh, that's awesome.
I'm layered up.
So apparently, when Sean, due to his massive 6'6" height and girth,
I don't have a 6'6" girth.
He's really good at getting through the beer tent. Like, I just trail him, and this really nice older man, who's probably not really that older, but he's like, "Wow, that guy's a good blocker." And I'm like, "Yes, I'm in his wake," and it's really fun. And we've had three
Maybe
beers
next
now.
Time you hold both beers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then I don't have to worry about spilling.
Yeah, let's do that.
You can just shoulder check everybody.
And the beer we have now is called what? Killed death.
Killed by death? Death?
Killed by IPA?
I don't know.
By something?
I thought it was killed by death or something.
I don't know. So far, our conversations
I'm not going back in there to look.
Have been about parents with dementia.
Nationalities.
How? Having to leave America because of Trump. That was from a Brazilian-Australian who's awesome. Australia, Sydney versus Melbourne. Pepper beer.
I got my gloves dirty.
Sean's gloves being dirty.
Wow.
And Sean being a good blocker. Is that all our conversation
yeah,
so far?
That's right.
Yeah.
We're only starting our third beer, so.
It's our third beer.
But here's some tire wraps right here. I can handcuff you later, maybe.
What is...
In case you,
you make
get too rowdy.
Naughty.
Rowdy. It's not about naughty.
I thought they were called zip ties.
Zip
Yay!
Ties were...
See any people that you might think want a hat?
Oh, you want us to give away a hat for you?
Sure.
Are you sure? Okay.
And if they're not here, you can just fold it and give it to them.
Oh, we could give it away at Rotary.
Oh, as gifts.
About. I'm here with John Hill.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm John Hill.
Where are you from?
I do stuff. I live in Lemoyne currently, although I'm a natural born Massol.
You're a wonderful human being.
Yep, but
I would never think of, I'm from New Hampshire, man, and I would never think of you as one of those.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm from away.
Do you drive really aggressively?
There's no escaping being from away.
Do you have a lot of road rage?
No.
Because that's in New Hampshire, that's what we think of when we think of.
Yeah, you grow up learning to drive like that because you have to drive like that.
Right.
But up here, I don't worry about it except really in August.
You're kind of the least math holy person.
What's that?
Person.
No, I'm not.
But he's the height of Alf.
Small guy with a beard.
That's really funny.
Hey, Alf went that way. Anyway.
So you're from Atlantic Brewing, right?
Yes, I work for Atlantic Brewing.
And what do you do there?
Oh, dear God. Next Wednesday, I have to clean the bathroom. But also, I'm the brewery manager, so I make the schedule and talk to distributors and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But really, there's only four of us that work there, so I do everything.
You do do everything.
I brew, I pack and shake. Like I said, clean the bathroom. I talk to Allie a lot.
Because Allie's cool. Allie's standing outside right now with no coat on.
Allie's going to freeze to death and her mother's going to be very upset with her.
Do you like the event? Are you happy with the event?
I love this event. This event is so much fun. And I think it's better this year with the tent set up the way it is.
Was it different last year?
The end was open. So it was much more open space and like
colder.
I froze my butt off last year.
Oh, that's smart.
So this year is much better.
Alf's right there.
Oh,
that guy totally walked flat.
Thank you.
It's good to see you too. All right, John Hill, is there anything exciting you want to say?
This is like sort of the last hurrah for Midtown for a bit. They're going to be closed and open back up, I believe, St. Batty's Day-ish.
Are you guys in charge of Midtown?
No. Oh. I have very, very little to do with Midtown.
Really? So this is their last hurrah?
Yeah, for a bit. You know, and like you everybody can... in Bar Harbor, they take a break.
What do you think about Bar Harbor and it being such a seasonal town?
In some ways, I love it. In some ways, it's really hard to do business like this. And,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
What about the big storm tomorrow?
I'm going to stay home and watch the Patriots.
Oh, because you're from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I grew up half an hour from Foxborough.
Are you going to break things if the Patriots lose?
I think it'll be a very, very close game, and I would not be surprised if the Patriots lose, so hopefully I won't break anything. I'm not rooting for them to lose, I'm just, I wouldn't be surprised.
Spoken like a true New Englander.
The Patriots!
Put them down! I hope.
Sean is a Florida football person. Yeah. All right. Thanks, John Hill!
I'm in the porta potty, and I have to tell you, porta potties are scary. The end.
It's radio. You have to talk. It's not film. Tom is a great filmmaker. Tom, what do you want to talk about?
Well,
do you want to talk about beer or what your project is?
Hey, I could talk about, because I have a little documentary film project, part of that, I got a fellowship from the Maine Arts Commission.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, so I'm getting actually a second camera package to help.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I can actually... in a better, more complete way, shoot the documentary on the right whales and some kids called the Calvineers who are right whale conservationists.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Calvineers?
The Calvineers, well, they're a group of Adams School grammar school students, 7th and 8th graders from the Adams School in Castine, Maine.
Maine.
And for the last 13 years, their instructor has been taking these kids and teaching about right whales and the problems that right whales are having.
How cool is that?
It's awesome. And what they do is they travel and they'll go to places like Halifax, to Florida. Next December, we're actually all going to Spain for the World Conference, and they're calling it the Year of the Right Whale. So,
really?
Yeah. So we're going to go travel. I'm gonna film the kids. And what they do is they just teach the world about the right whales and what's going on with ship strikes and entanglement. It's an endangered species. There's less than 450 of them left of the North Atlantic right whale.
Right.
So their job is to just kind of spread and learn about the right whale. And I thought it would be a neat story to film because their instructor, Bill, has not seen one specific right whale named Calvin, which the program is based off of, hence the Calvineers.
Yeah.
So the thing that we're going to try to do this year is get Bill on film seeing Calvin for the first time.
Do you think he's alright? Do you think you'll be able to find him? Calvin?
It's it's illegal to approach a right whale within 500 yards unless you have a permit. So, you know, we're involved with all the scientists and such up and down the East Coast. So we're working to, Calvin was sighted numerous times last summer. So if we get the right people to say, hey, we see Calvin here, she, even though she's named Calvin, will be around for a few days. So it might be the kind of thing, get a go bag, you know, either get a flight, get a helicopter, get a boat, and take Bill and the cameras and go try to see him and film this whale on a boat so we can get close enough. So
that would be amazing.
Yeah, but Calvin, it was quite a story. She actually witnessed the death of her mother, Delilah, up in Canada by a ship strike because it was also witnessed by some fishermen, so they know this for a fact. She's also had 3 calves of her own and survived an entanglement. So she's quite a story. So she's become quite of a famous spokes whale.
And Calvin is a girl.
Calvin is a girl. They didn't know it when they named her. They named her originally because of her mischievous precociousness.
Like so Calvin and Hobbes?
So they named her Calvin, and her first calf was named Hobbes. So when they were roaming around for the first couple years, they were named Calvin and Hobbes. But Hobbes has not been seen since 2011.
Oh, no.
So Hobbes has made it to the deceased list. But they have had resurrected whales. They had one last year, I believe.
I would really like
because
Hobbes
they've
to
spotted,
resurrect.
Yeah, they've spotted other whales that have come back. They just didn't know were, you know, still around.
Oh, man.
But they also have just posted there was a whale that's, I want to say, he's 50 years or older. They have spotted, and
that's
it's the
so
same whale.
Cool.
Yeah. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, so that's a project we're gonna, and I've been working with the kids in the classroom, teaching them about filmmaking, and making their little online newscast called Calvin Cast that they'll be broadcasting. So it's been really fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And we're secretly, I can't even say the word because I had 3 beers. Related.
We are secretly related. We don't tell anybody.
No one knows.
No one knows.
But Tom and I are both secretly Willies.
Yeah.
Well, Tom's not so secretly a Willie.
No, no. I'm an openly Willie. Yeah. I'm an openly Willie.
Are you openly?
Yeah.
I'm going to put... Do you have any cool links that I could put in the podcast?
Yeah, I have like some Facebook stuff.
All right.
There's a page for the Calvin Ears movie.
Oh, cool.
Tom Willie film is in there. And the Calvin Ears movie is also on Twitter and Instagram as well.
All right, that's cool. I'll put those all up there.
Yeah.
Tom is also the amazing... He works at Atlantic Brewing as well as making films. And he also hosted the best Saturday Night Live party ever.
And the ice carousel is coming back. We're gonna.
No way!
Yeah, we're gonna do it March 2nd and 3rd.
That's right after my birthday.
Yeah.
My birthday's March 1st.
Yeah, we're gonna cut the hole in the ice and put a motor in it, and spin it again.
Oh, that's gonna be amazing.
Everybody said they want to do it again, so we're gonna do it.
I want to do it again.
But the location is secret, and it's only by special info.
Am I gonna get invited?
You already are.
Oh, thank God. I would probably cry if I didn't get invited. I would cry. Okay, yay! Thank you, Tom. You're awesome.
Go right whales.
Go right whales. What's happening is the Pun Stars are doing a, you basically take 6 kegs and run with them down a portion of the street and rebuild a pyramid of kegs because Maine, cold beer. And now they're running. Woo! Go, Karen! Woo! You got it!
We'll see it through. Be sure to get it behind that line.
Am I going to name that order?
We gave up because it's really cold outside. And now we're inside getting food at Atlantic Brewing / Midtown Burger. Where we're getting something from a really cool place called Milk and Honey. Sean's getting a fried chicken sandwich because meat. And I'm getting mac and cheese because no meat. Slightly dairy. It's cold out, guys. Even the beer is not keeping the cold away. Yeah, I've been recording for 8 minutes and 37 seconds prior to this voice recording. I don't know what I recorded.
Huh.
I know. So anyways,
we'll see.
We're waiting for food right now.
Yeah. We're waiting.
And waiting.
And waiting.
And waiting.
It'll be good when we get it, I'm sure.
When we finally get our food, it'll be amazing.
Wow. I'm sure.
We just got another beer called Kill by Death.
I told you it's Killed by Death.
I didn't think that was the real name.
It just doesn't make sense, that's why.
And the brewers are so awesome. They're super kind and fun and friendly.
Yeah, that's a good beer.
It's a really great beer. And that looked like our food, man.
It did, but it was for Ian.
Oh, damn it. Our new name is Ian.
Yeah.
I think I've had 4 beers and shot glass size. All right, so the festival is amazing.
Cool.
And everyone does a fantastic job. But due to cost, they made these little plastic reusable
cups
that really look like things that you take urine tests in.
Specimen cups.
Specimen cups for drug analysis. Sean, laugh again. There. And yeah. So we're inside right now, so it's not so cold. People are hugging. People have not, however, taken their hats off, which I find interesting, except for Sean. And everyone looks a little chilly. It's a little chilly right now. The end. All right.
Well, it's warm in here.
But it's warm in here. I'm going to go hang out with Stags over there.
Why?
Well, because I feel awkward standing up here.
All right, go ahead.
Should I? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't care.
Well,
there's no seats over there, but you can go stand.
No, I don't want to stand over
there. No, no, I'm at you.
Sigh. I don't know, man.
There's a high chair you can sit
in. I can't. I could fit in there, but it would be awkward. The end.
Whoa, hey.
Find a trash can?
Oh, the trash is over there. So apparently there was a line for the bathroom, and I just cut everyone in the line with real human beings in it. I didn't know. And I cut like 27 people. But
they didn't even do anything.
No, everyone was super mellow because Maine. Okay, we're voice memoing.
Did you catch me with the colder part?
No, I didn't, because I had a swear word in it.
It's effing colder now than it was before.
I'm not even cold anymore.
Good for you.
Yay! So our beers come in reusable plastic things that
didn't
you...
Didn't we already talk about the specimen cup issue?
I don't know. It's really bothering me, so we're going to talk about it again. I'm not drunk.
She can't remember what she talked about earlier. Pay attention to the facts, people. You're so pretty.
I'm very cold.
You're so pretty. You just said you weren't cold at all. Like, not 2 seconds ago.
I know, but
ago.
Then I breathed in through my nose, and apparently my nose crystallized during the breath process. And if you look at Sean right now, he's wearing a free hat.
Yep.
I got some free lip balm.
You did?
Yeah.
From whom?
I don't know, some random lady giving away free swag. It's in my pocket.
Oh, I got a bottle opener.
Sean got a bottle opener. And apparently, best event ever. Mike Stagg is here.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to our podcast.
Hi, podcast. You're here at the 4th annual Winterfest in Bar Harbor, Maine. Fantastic time. Trying a oatmeal stout here. It's a great beer. Full body. We just had the keg toss.
Keg toss. I didn't see that.
It wasn't actually keg toss. It was keg stacking.
Oh.
Totally missed that.
Did
keg
you
toss,
win?
It would have been much more violent here on a 15-degree morning. I was just over here talking to the police officers who are manning dutifully the corners of the street here, making sure drunk people don't wander off into the street, or people who haven't paid to be drunk people have wandered into our area.
Mike has a free hat on.
I got the free hat here from the Cat. We're going to get the Cat Ferry service back here summer of 2019. Very excited about that. Have a quick ride from Bar Harbor over to Nova Scotia.
Woo!
Very excited
Woo-hoo!
About that.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Well
Thank
done,
you
Mike
very much.
Stags. Woo-hoo! Thanks for being part of the podcast.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to go Woo! Inside and find some more beer before it all freezes into the inside of my glass.
<I know.
laughs> Thank you.
So there was everybody
that did that is covered in white.
So there was a powdered donut contest where they hang donuts from a line.
Disgusting.
And you eat it, and it looked amazing, and Sean refused to do it.
I did. I can't be covered in powdered sugar.
Because he has an issue with being covered in powdered sugar or something, whatever. But we also just got the best beer from Lubeck Brewing, and it's a squash beer made from a local organic squash. And it's delicious.
It
yeah, man, it's delicious. The end. We'll talk
it
to you later.
It tastes good.
It tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And I've made new Facebook friends, and okay, we're leaving. Where
were
we?
The beer fest.
The beer fest. I've made a bunch of new friends.
What'd you say?
Despite the fact that I'm introvert.
What'd you say?
I've made a bunch of new friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Sean talked to the man who was dressed in furs and a kilt. How did that go?
He asked me if I ever played football. Nope. Basketball? Nope. He said, well, I said, I don't like team sports.
Oh my God.
And he said, I?
And he said, I?
Yeah. He was taking on his role as a Scottishman.
Apparently.
Quite heavily.
So.
He was cool.
Everyone thinks Sean played sports when he was young.
No.
Because of his...
So, we had to cut that clip short because somebody said an F word.
Fabulous.
And had an adjective that was a naughty F word in front of that.
Phenomenal.
That's not even an F word. So, to sum up our experience at the Brewfest...
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
I had a good time. Thank you for that.
And this was a fun bonus episode. Sean's walking on the floor right now to make extra noise because...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's like a blizzard outside.
It's a blizzard outside. We're worried we're going to lose power.
I got to go out there and do stuff.
And he has to go snow blow.
Wish me luck.
Wish him luck. If you want our normal podcast, please like and subscribe to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. And check out my blog, Carrie Jones Books. Dot blog?
Yeah. Or dot com can get you there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Come dig us out.
Yeah, we need some help up here. It's very wintry.